The stove is hot, so
don't touch it.
Okay. If you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go get me the hammer.
Go get the hammer for me.
And say if we're planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give him one more
chance.
And someone who's always smiling, always sees the funny side in things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you'd say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
Do you ever say get shit on them?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
And what different kinds of games did children play when you were little?
Oh, we used to play jacks, hopscotch, hopscotch, jump rope, kick the stick, tip, they used to call it tip the ice box.
What was that?
They'd hide their eyes and there would be a bunch of us playing, and you'd touch the one that has the eyes hidden, and they would turn around and guess which one touched them. And if they would guess the right one, well, that one would have to do whatever they said, like go give a message to this lady, or go do something, something foolish, you know. But if they didn't guess the right one, they would have to do that very thing themselves.
What about games that you play with a ball?
Baseball? Well, we didn't play too much baseball as when we were kids, only in school, you know, for the for the team and all. But we didn't play too much ball when we were in school.
What about games where you'd form a ring?
Ring around Rosie. We used to play that.
What about games where you'd run or form a line? Do you ever play games where you'd chase each other? Or?
Chase each other? Not too much. No, skate. We used to skate.
What about games where you'd hide?
Hide, yeah. We used to hide, do things like that.
What was that game called? Where one
hide and seek. Hide and seek.
You mentioned a game the other day, hay something?
Hunter hay.
What's that?
Well, that it would be about eight of us playing, and we would, one would get at this corner, and the other one at the next street, and we'd all stand in the street. They didn't have traffic those days. And we'd all raise our hands to let us know. And then each one would go hide. You'd let them know that you were going to hide then. And the one would be appointed, and they would have to do most of the searching, you see. And if they found somebody, well then all the rest of them would have to find all of them, you know, and then they'd come out, and that's the way it would end. And then there was teams, you see, and whichever team found the most of them, well, we were the ones. And we'd start all over again, hiding again. Like I tell you, they used to have the furniture displayed on the sidewalks and everything in the evenings, you know. And the people that owned the store would let you go in and hide and all that.
So that was a different game than hide and seek.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In hide and seek, what do you call the tree or whatever you could touch and be safe? You'd run in and touch the...
Yeah, right,